The report from the Washington, D.C.-based Sentencing Project looked at 2011 data from the Federal Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention. It shows black youth in Wisconsin are 8 times more likely to be arrested than white youth. And once arrested, black youth are more than twice as likely to be jailed. The report's author, Josh Rovner, says this disparity doesn't mean black youth commit more crimes. He points to national data showing black youth are 5 times more likely to be arrested for curfew violations.
Is there any reason to believe that white teenagers don't like to stay out late? Or is that some sort of a policy choice? And do we even need to arrest a teenager for hanging out in a parking lot? Of course not. So the data that we have and our own experience shows that teenagers are not behaving any differently. It's the arrest rates that are different.
Several Wisconsin counties are trying to reduce this disparity by using alternatives to arresting first-time juvenile offenders. Jim Moser of the Wisconsin Center on Children and Families says they're using what are called deferred agreements.
Kid says, I won't do any more crimes, and I'll pay back this $100, and you know, I'll do ABC, and if there's some issues the kid needs to deal with, they participate in a program. None of it ends up in an actual delinquency record. So less destructive in the long run for the kid. The deeper kids go in, the harder it is to get out.
Moser says police are also getting new training on how to handle teens short of arresting them. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.